I was getting raped every day. I was getting beat. One time I tried to get away and they never would hit me in my face, but they would take the gun and hit me in the back of my head.
The kidnapping and abuse at the hands of sex traffickers eventually led Tracy to leave prostitution. We have given her an alias and altered her voice to protect the now 25-year-old. She got started in prostitution, or the game as it's called, as a teenager after running away from group homes and trying to find love, she says, from male figures.
Not having nobody, not having a mother, a father, no money, nowhere to go.
Enter a pimp who she says filled the emotional and material void.
Being with him, I felt safe. I felt I had money. I felt like the queen.
But that ended, and the sexual and emotional abuse at the hands of the pimp started. Tracy tried to leave the game, she says, but quickly learned she had no choice but to prostitute. At 17, her mom kicked her out of her home, and she started working the Baltimore track. The track is the street where prostitutes walk to make their money. And it was here on the streets of Baltimore City where the cycle for Tracy started all over again.
I was like sleeping on sidewalks and sleeping house to house and not having nowhere to go, not having nowhere to sleep. Wasn't eating for days. I just looked like I just came out of a dumpster. And a guy pulled up and said that he wanted to take care of me.
Tracy says she got into his car, realized he was a pimp, but it was too late. She says he sold her for sex from New York to Miami until she was able to escape 2 months later. Here at the bus station is where Tracy met another prostitute who told her she had met some men online who could help them in New York City. The teenager at the time thought she would go home, but at that point realized there was no home.
And come to find out, it was two cops that were talking to her online, and they were posing as pimps. But the cops were really dirty.
She says the cops took them to a building where there were girls as young as 6. Tracy was held captive in that building for 9 months by a man and woman who were later convicted of prostitution charges. Through tears, Tracy remembers the rapes and beatings.
They wouldn't give us condoms. They would just go with us to have sex with these men and give them the money.
After gaining the trust of the pimps, Tracy was able to grab a cell phone when the two left the building.
911, fire ambulance for police.
And kept hanging up on them because I didn't know if it was going to be them coming to get me. The police that sent me there. And finally, the 7th time, because they told me I wasn't going to leave till I was 35, I just gave up and talked to the police.
The cops finally believed Tracy and her story, but it was a struggle, she says, to stay out of the game. 6 months after she was kidnapped and then rescued, Tracy says she learned some bad news.
I found out that I was HIV positive. And then I felt as though my life was over. So I did get back in the game.
Tomorrow, the game has changed.
We are victims.
Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.